It's now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Valley Falls girls and basketball coach Jordan Hale after a couple of wins from this past week. And, Coach, that's three in a row. So congrats. And let's start off with your first game against McLouth. Not the most difficult opponent for you guys, but you guys take care of business and win this 157-18. Your overall thoughts on the win?
Yeah, it was a great win for us. You know, I felt like we really came out ready to go. The girls were amped up after our win on Tuesday against Horton. And so they were carrying a little bit of confidence going into the game. We forced a lot of turnovers and were able to capitalize on that, which is something we hadn't been able to do thus far. So that was really good to see defensively.
Yeah, and then you guys followed that up with a 44-34 win at home against ACCHS and shot the ball pretty well last night. And just your thoughts on this one as well.
I felt like Tuesday night against Effingham, we played really great the second and the third quarter. Our first and our fourth quarter were a little sloppy, just kind of came out flat a little bit. But, you know, we were able to rally behind that. We did shoot the ball very well Tuesday night, the best we've shot all season. And so it was good to see just the confidence of the girls, you know, being able to knock down shots from the outside. And when we do that, that opens up things on the inside. So it was very much a team effort.
Yeah, it kind of starts with Corey Kirkwood. I mean, she has been just fantastic for you guys in the past and this year as well. Tell us what makes her game so good.
Corey's definitely a versatile player. You know, she can take it inside, off the dribble. She can post up inside. She's finally developed an outside shot. And so she can really be a defensive matchup. Because she can do so many things. And with her being able to do those things, she's also added in some more assists this season, looking for some others on the perimeter when she creates opportunities. And so I feel like that's great because then, you know, everybody else can also knock shots down. And then it becomes more of, okay, well, if teams are like, we got to stop Kirkwood, then, you know, we have other girls that can step up. And so that's really nice to see.
Yeah, and then so you guys are now 3-1 in league play. You take a little bit of a break from league play up until past Christmas time. You guys have a game coming up next Monday that will be against Donovan West, a really good team that ended up getting to state and winning it last year at the 1A D1 ranks. So what are some things about this Mustangs team you're trying to prepare for as you get a little bit of extra time to prepare for them?
Yeah, you know, we've got a great team coming into our place on Monday. It'll be a great matchup. Traditionally, DUS has very much ran the ball against us in transition. And so that's something that we'll really have to focus on, being able to get back and stopping the ball on misses or even on made shots. You know, they get it out and get up and down the floor quick. So our game will definitely have to speed up a little bit. On the defensive side, you know, just trying to keep the ball out, making them hit some shots from the outside. But really, I haven't done much scouting on them yet because we just finished our game last night. So that'll be what we do this week, and we'll prepare and we'll get as ready as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have a tough stretch coming up, starting off with this one and then continuing through the new year into 2024. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck, and also a happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
That was Valley Falls girls head basketball coach Jordan Hale here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.